the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot to you by Best Fiends, the fun and addictive mobile game. Play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends. It's sweeping the nation. It's fun and addictive to play alone or with friends and family. Download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Leah?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Leah. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, you need our help?
I do. I want to tell you about this guy I went out with a couple times. We met at a bar, and we had a really great time. I think we went out 3 times, actually. And I haven't heard from him at all lately.
Okay, well, how about you just fast forward to the last date before he stopped responding to anything? What happened there?
We went out, we had some drinks, he came back to my place, mm-hmm. and we had some pretty great sex, honestly. Oh.
Okay.
And he's not hitting you back.
No. I mean, I thought the sexual chemistry was amazing. Yeah. He stayed the night, we got breakfast the next morning.
Wow, okay.
He's like, I'm going to hit you up really soon, and then nothing.
Did you ask him at any point to stick a crab rangoon in your butt?
Oh, my.
What is wrong with you?
No, but I did hear about that. But no, I promise, like, I do not get that on my gut.
All right, well, I like this. We're going to call him up next, okay?
Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Leah. So here's Leah's story. She went out with this dude, Manny. 3 times, you said, Leah?
Yeah, 3 dates.
3 dates. Sexual chemistry off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the night the last night. They got breakfast the next day.
Right.
Great time. He mentioned something about, you know, you guys going out again, right?
Actually, he made specific, like, plans. Like, hey, I'm going to take you to, like, a hockey game
okay,
next weekend. What are you doing? Yeah.
Okay, you stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Manny?
Yeah, this is Manny. Who's this?
Manny, it's the Get Up Crew, man. What's up? It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
What?
It's the Get Up Crew, man. What's up?
What's going on?
On the radio?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up? Hey, what's up? I'm sorry.
So we're calling you because there's a girl that likes you. Her name's Leah, and she hit us up about you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Leah. She hit you up, huh?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah,
right.
She's a sweetheart. She's a good girl.
Okay, so what's up? We're willing to pay for a date for you guys if you say yes.
I mean, yeah, she is a cool chick and stuff, but I don't think I could be. I don't know if we work out like that, you know.
You literally were just like, oh,
like,
Leah,
I'm not saying nothing bad about her. You know, like I said, she's a nice person and all. I just don't think we click. There's some stuff, you know, there's some things about people, you know, you find out and you go on and then you're like, yeah, maybe that won't work.
Okay, what'd you find? Because, okay, so here's the thing. She told us that you guys, the last time you guys hung out, that you were planning to go to a hockey game or something like that and you never hit her up. So did you find something out after that?
We got like intimate and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But damn, how do I tell you this? Like she got a lot of tattoos, but she got a tattoo of Donald Trump on her church, man.
Wait, what?
The president, right on it. And Trump, dude, I can't do Trump, man. He was over there at the island, man, throwing paper towels at my peoples and stuff, you know, like.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican? You
know, hell yeah, man.
I'm Puerto Rican, too.
Papa, what's up?
It's a party.
Okay.
Okay, so listen. I mean, hold on. Well, so Manny, Leah's on the phone. Leah, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Leah, you have a Donald Trump tattoo on your vaginae?
First of all, I have tons of tattoos, like, all over me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only tattoo I have, so I don't know why Manny's focusing on this one. But I'm not, like, I didn't get the tattoo because I support the f***ing asshole. I got it because I want to be, like, we're not going to let him win. Like, sexism is not going to win. That's what it represents.
What?
Really?
Oh, dear.
What?
I'm telling you, the world is
that
ending.
Make sense.
The world's ending.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, Trump, he can talk about women's bodies bleeding out of everywhere. So, you know, it's a representation of him. Like, it's empowering. To me, it's like, you know, power empowering.
Yeah.
Feminism.
Oh, my God.
You do understand why somebody would misconstrue that as you love Trump, though, right?
Yeah, well, you didn't ask me. Like, when we were hooking up, you had no problem with it then. So, I would have told him then. Yeah.
Well, at the time, I thought I could deal with it, you know, and stuff. But it's at the same time, I'm looking at this dude, and I'm trying to be with you. And it's like, yeah, I got family in Bayamón and Salinas and stuff, but they're, like, still hurting. And this guy's, like, a total d**k, and I got to be on you. And, like, it's just, like, hard to concentrate.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine when, you know, when you're going to go down to Pleaser, you're just staring at Trump.
Yo, I did that. I felt like I was making out with the mother.
Look, let me paint a picture for you this way. Maybe this will help, like... I always tell my friends, like, every time I look down, like, you know, I see Trump's face while I'm getting so basically, you know, Trump, he's getting
whatever
yeah,
works
every time,
for you.
Every time, like, I'm it feels like the president's sucking my
right.
Man, I can but see isn't that too. A win-win for everybody?
It's like, I can't take this
so
Maddie, right now.
So, Maddie, is
well,
that...
If you hetero, it's a little weird.
Yeah, so man, just one more date. No, you don't want to go one more date to talk it out?
You know, like, she's a cool chick. And the good, but I still feel like I'm letting my people down if I'm like with her.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, you're going to find out how a practical joke is, let's just say it goes very wrong and a heart attack may be involved. So you're going to hear that, a brand new second date update on the 10th tomorrow at 8:10, Hot 96.9 Get Up Crew.